You're about to listen to the GD Ponderosa podcast. GD may not mean what you think. To us, it means Green Divas and Green Dudes. We've moved our act up to the recording studio formerly known as Ponderosa, meaning Ponder the Rose, not the Bonanza Ranch that some think of. So now we're GD Ponderosa Studios, and our team of audio geeks and producers make music, podcasts, videos, audiobooks, live events, and all kinds of creative mischief. More than a studio, we are like a wonderful, wacky family. Join us on this journey and be entertained as we share a slice of life and the creative process up here at GD Ponderosa. Oh, I got like so spaced out. Well, hi, everyone, and welcome to another lively episode of GD Ponderosa.
Here we are at day 50 of our lockdown here in the beautiful...
I like how she, before we said, well, what are we going to talk about? She's like, well, it's week 50. And I was like, wow, it's really been a long time.
No. I mean day. Oh, God. We are a little spaced out, but, you know, happy. The garden is getting ready to be planted. I think we probably had our last frost. The chickens are getting bigger. The chicken coop run is getting built. And
you mean Fortress of Fowl?
The Fortress of Fowl.
None shall pass.
And the other day we had a bear run across the backfield.
It was a baby bear.
I was sitting right at my desk and watching it go. I knew exactly what it was because I was probably closer too.
It's funny because it was smaller than the average bear. And I thought, is that like a boar? Like a wild boar? It's not the dog, right? And yeah, the little bear running. Mama must have been on the other side there in the woods.
Yeah, she was somewhere.
Because we didn't see any mama coming after it.
No, no. Nope.
Oh, the wildlife has been really entertaining.
It has been. We had a big old turkey in the backyard yesterday. And
oh, yeah, that turkey slut. He's stomping around with his little thing, you know, his fan up, like looking for some action, gobbling away.
Uh-huh.
Every day. Uh-huh. The bird life has been, wow.
Oh, it's almost noisy.
It is a symphony of birds.
And I love it. I just love it. I really, even when it was cold out, I had to go outside just to hear it in the mornings.
Yeah. It's raining now, but I'm pretty sure when this gets out, hopefully it'll be a sunny day.
Yeah. So today we are catching up with Kevin. And
yeah, we haven't talked to him in a while on our podcast because he's been busy.
Right. He's been doing a bunch of engineering stuff as well as coming out and helping us with some of our fencing and things that we needed to do out in the yard.
He was such a handy guy.
And he got our video done. So we'll be sending that out in the world soon. And then we've got Malachi from Luca, the band that has been up here recording. And he actually got the COVID crud.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
so
we were going to interview him like a month ago, but we couldn't because he was sick.
I know. So anyway, he'll tell us about that. And that's our show today.
And me, I'm just screwing around on the... I've been teaching myself. This is what I've been doing now. I got really bored and I wanted to do something creative and I became obsessed with the ukulele. And I started teaching myself a handful of songs, but the song that I'm now quite attached to, which is not as easy as I thought it would be, is the Kermit the Frog singing Rainbow Connection.
Aww.
But it's just a cheerful little ditty that is now embedded in my head, in my dreams, and I'm now learning fingering to do some picking and, you know, sing along.
That's a sweet song to learn.
And I'm not going to subject you to it.
Yet.
But yeah, maybe someday. Maybe someday. Tom's like, oh, we can jam. And I'm like, yeah, okay. Yeah, you sing, I'll just strum in the background. It's just fun, you know? Uh-huh. But it reminds me of being a kid when I taught myself to play guitar and banjo.
Uh-huh.
And I would just spend hours and hours and hours.
That's what it takes.
Figuring out fingering and then like you finally figure out the chords and all that and then you apply the song, the actual song. So, we're keeping busy here.
Right.
And look forward to the rest of the show, K. kids, because it's a good one and you're going to want to listen.
Let's check in with Kevin. Hey, Kev.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
We are good.
We're hanging in there.
How about you? How are you doing in your location?
Not too bad. It's pretty lonely, but I got all the stuff I need to keep working all the time. So that's good.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
It was nice. You guys helped us all. Each of us has a rig going at our place. Tom's got one. Yeah. You got one. We've got what we can do here, what we can handle.
Yeah, definitely. It is nice being able to, work on my craft at my, residence also. There's something a little relaxing about it.
Yeah, well, and you have been busy, as far as I can tell. You finished Paulie's album, our own Paul Machado.
Oh, yeah, the Motherboard album. Yeah, that was released on the 28th. You can find it on Spotify and a lot of other different places, too. Paul's really big on getting it all out there, and he's awesome at promoting things. So,
and it's good. It's really good.
I can't wait to hear it.
It is awesome.
Our very own.
Our very own Paulie. He's had a big week. He graduated from school, and he got his album released, and oh my gosh.
Sure do miss having you guys in the studio, though, I have to admit.
Oh, yeah. We miss it, too. Believe me. Me and Paul talk on the phone every night about, things that we're going to be doing after the whole quarantine is over and after everything starts to go back to normal. He's got a lot of ideas. He's also got some bands he wants to bring in.
Great.
Great.
Mm-hmm. And now he'll have more time now that he's done with school.
Yeah, exactly. I'm excited for that.
I have a client for him. I remember the other day on Facebook, I got a message, talk Spanish. And there was no question mark. I was like, okay. And then the guy's like rattling Spanish at me. And I was like, wait. Google Translate. I understand enough to be dangerous, but I can't really converse. So the bottom line is the guy wants to record here. He's all excited.
And he said, can I call
you? He said, can I call you tomorrow? And I'm like, no, because I'll not be able to understand you. So we got our Paulie involved because he's fluent in Spanish.
Yeah.
And, oh, and El, you've also been really busy finishing off, drum roll please,
da, la, 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 la,
the video.
Yes, video.
That is really exciting. We're very, very, and it looks wonderful. Thank you so much for all the hard work that you put into it.
Oh, yeah. No, it was awesome. It was a lot of fun being able to, sit down with everyone and really plan this out the way that we want the studio to really be portrayed and to show all the things that we really do in the studio on a day-to-day basis, mm-hmm. And it was just, I think the video does a great job of showing how we actually operate and do everything. And I think it's really, really neat. I had a lot of fun doing it also. It was great.
Well, it was really your baby and we did all participate in creating it, but it just kind of, it seemed to flow. The idea just kind of flowed very easily from all of us. And we all got pretty excited about it, but this was your baby.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I've been thinking about this specific idea for a video for quite a while now. So it was really great to be able to get everyone together and, actually make it happen. It came out pretty much exactly how I had envisioned it from the beginning. So it's awesome.
Well, we have to give a shout out to our resident video guys, Joey and Danny.
Yes, from Timeline Visuals. They are amazing at what they do. I'm very pleased with everything they do, and they look forward to doing a lot more stuff with us also. And I'm looking forward to that as well.
Yeah, they've already done a lot of nice work, and it was fun to work with them for our own, for our own purposes.
And yes,
they really did a great job, and I'm pretty excited to get this out there. It's going to be hard to restrain ourselves from
Yeah, well, I know we do plan on releasing it sometime soon, correct?
Oh,
very
this week.
Soon.
Yeah, we're going to put it out there and then we'll really push it when we're getting close to actually opening the studio again someday.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
But there's so many people at home that are working on their projects and starting to think about recording. So we want everyone to know what we have and what we can do. And that video is going to really help with that.
Yeah, it actually worked out really well that we were able to do all the shooting and everything before all this stuff started, you know? So yeah. Now we have the opportunity to release it, and still while we're all in quarantine. That was like perfect timing for all that, really.
Yeah, we were lucky with that.
Yeah, very lucky with that.
So what people probably don't realize is that Kevin is also like a really talented carpenter / landscaper guy. And I get to wave at him when he comes over here to help us with the garden fence, that gigantic garden fence in our super secure, I call it the Fortress of Fowl. We have the chicken coop with this run that is going to be super secure thanks to Kevin and his cousin Kyle and Paul.
Oh, yeah.
And Paulie. And yeah.
And Paul, yes.
And Wayne, yes, of course, is still working on it out there.
Yep. Yeah, that's nice. It keeps me a little sane, you know, being able to get out of the house and, you know, actually use my hands and do something. I've always really liked doing stuff like that. So it's fun. It's actually really fun.
Yes. Well, it's nice to be able to wave to you from a distance and yell.
Yeah.
Hey, yeah. Kev.
Well, thanks so much for checking in with us. It's good to hear your voice, and we look forward to the next time we get to see you.
Yeah, thanks. I look forward to seeing you guys too.
All right, Kev. All right. So, yay, so much fun to get a chance to speak with Malachi and get caught up. And hey, Malachi, how are you?
I'm good, Megan. How are you?
You know, we're hanging in there.
Yes, we are.
We really are. We miss...
There are worse places to be stuck than out here at GD Ponderosa.
Well, that's true.
I loved being stuck out there for the weekend.
Yeah, it's like trapped in paradise. Well, for 6 weeks, but you know, we got chickens.
How are the chickens? I saw the chickens. How are they?
They're hilarious. Why are chickens so funny? I don't know what it is, but they're free entertainment, you know.
Uh-huh.
They're alive still. This is a, you know, everybody out here is like, oh my God, good luck trying to keep your chickens alive.
Well, we're working on the coop right now.
Yeah. So you'll come and visit them soon.
Right.
Awesome.
So Mal, I heard that you got the crud.
The COVID crud.
The COVID crud.
The COVID. It's the first time I've heard it called the crud, but I like it. It's very, very grunge. Yeah, I was stuck with the crud for about a week and a half. My whole house got it. So
Jeez.
My one buddy insisted on going out for St. Patrick's Day when things were still up in the air. And I think he had a good time. And I think he came back and he infected the entire house, my girlfriend, everybody. Yeah.
And everybody's okay now?
Oh, yeah. Full recovery, enjoying, well, an alleged immunity. I know that's kind of up in the air, too.
They're not sure about that.
So it's a cautionary tale is what you're saying. Like, people don't be going out and running out and partying the minute that we're released from this.
Yeah. Well, the good news is you can't really. I mean, you have to be really ambitious to go find a party right
that's
now.
That's true, right?
I'm sure it can be done. But yeah, you know, it was like the worst fever I think I can remember ever having. And it kind of lingered with me. I was achy for a week and a half, and then everything culminated into just one horrific night. And then my fever broke, and I was good.
Oh boy.
Well, thank God. We're so glad. We were a little worried when we heard through Tom. We're like, uh-oh.
Yeah. I was a little worried too. He asked me to do this earlier, and I was like, sorry, COVID.
Yeah, sorry, the crud.
And the rest of your family as well?
Yeah, no, my mother had you could only imagine. She wasn't sleeping. She had to drive from up by you guys down here to drop things off at the doorstep. I wouldn't let her get like within 10 feet of the house.
Good.
And, but they're all good.
Great.
Yeah.
Thank you for asking.
So we talked a little bit before we got on the horn here because we have some excitement with, and you were like featured in, drum roll please, our video.
Our video.
Which we started working on in like January. We finally did the shoot on the end of February. It was one of the last.
Just in the nick of time.
Yeah, it's one of the last big things we did. You were actually the last big thing, you and your band.
What a time.
You spent the whole weekend here.
And I got a little sneak peek, and I have to say, you guys made me look good. I can't wait. I can't wait to share that video.
Well, that was easy. You and Glenn were so wonderful. And as you know, anybody who's done any video work knows it's just a long, boring process most of the time, yes. Right?
Yeah, it was a good way to break Glenn. And he's a gorgeous man, you know, so he's made for it. But he needed to gain a little experience. And that was a good test for him. It's a full day shoot.
You guys were troopers,
yes,
and you performed
thanks.
Beautifully. I'm really
Thank
so,
you.
So excited to yeah. get this out in the world.
You guys make everything fun.
Yeah. Aww. Can we quote you on that?
You can.
So I know you have a day job other than your amazing music talent and writing.
Oh, yes.
So, but what are you doing other than your day job? Are you creative right now? Now that you're not sick?
That's a great, great question. So yeah, I do have a day job and it hasn't let up. I had to reschedule with you guys a couple of times, but my workload really hasn't been affected by this. I work in tech and an AI company, startup up and coming. Yeah. So I'm envious of how the rest of the world kind of slowed down because I never really got to. Except for when I was really sick. And I see all these people generating like great creative content in their houses, making do with what they have. And I have not been able to capitalize as much as I would have liked on this time. That's for sure.
That's all right. You had a backlog anyway, because you're scheduled to up here as soon as we open. You're like the first one in the door.
You guys give me the green light and I'm there. Yeah.
And how about Glenn? Has he been creating while, has he had time off?
He has. Yeah, he has, which is great, which is why I love that I'm not in this alone, because he's been developing some stuff. And I haven't been completely dry of creativity. I wrote one new song, but I feel like I could have wrote, you know, 20 with the time. Glenn has been writing. He's been creative. I'm going over there later to shoot some stuff after this, actually.
Oh, great.
Yay.
Yeah.
You'll have to let us know.
So one of the questions that we've been asking all of our guests, who are our extended musical family members, is if you had like one main piece of advice to give to someone who's going into a recording studio for the first time, what would it be?
Don't hold anything back. Like, drop that super hot fire like it's your last day on earth, because it's not worth it if you don't. I think that the climate now is gravitating towards authenticity, whether it's podcasts, whether it's music. A lot of people, and my dad has always been one who's close to me. He's like, that song is over 3.5 minutes. It's not going to be radio play, or, you know, that's too dark of a subject. But I think that people want to hear some real authentic takes and views on the world today. So don't hold anything back. Make sure it's you.
That's perfect.
God damn, that's perfect, Mal.
That's great. Oh, that's really good advice. Malachi, how can people find out about what you're doing and your music and the goings on in your world?
Yeah, the best vessel or channel to do that would be our Instagram, which is at Discover Luca. Luca is just LUCA. Acronym for Last Universal Common Ancestor. At Discover Luca, that's the most up-to-date content and news about us. That's where you can find it.
All right. So Luca is what we're all looking for. Say that again. What does Luca stand for?
Last Universal Common Ancestor?
Common Ancestor. That's right.
I can't believe I hadn't heard that before.
Yeah, I can't wrap my brain around that, actually.
Don't worry. You say it enough times, then it will go Last Universal Common Ancestor. Just drill it in. It'll slide off the tongue.
So one of the things that we really want to do is feature a song of your choice. And I think, you know, we talked about one of them. And so tell us about the song that we're going to play.
Yeah. So I think we're going to go with Green Leaves, which is one of my favorite songs. It's very pertinent to my worldview. And I don't write a lot of stuff lately politically, or I don't know how to describe it. I mean, it all comes together in like the first line. There's a reference to buildings falling and the man and the system that we're all a part of. And it has like a rebellious tone to it at the end, saying, you know, at the end of the day, we're free. We have to believe that we are, even though it's not easy.
Perfect. I love it. And I loved listening to it while you were recording it here. So let's give a listen.
Play that.
There once was a man who was no man at all. He had a plan to watch those big buildings fall, 'cause he knew the people wouldn't believe what a single man would do to bring back those green. Whoa, it's those green leaves. So come on, yeah, come on, it's those green leaves. Overcoat on, top hat at a tilt, he doesn't exist, something my subconscious built. Just a man, composed of the broken dreams, where doctors would sing, floating downstream. Come on, come on, it's those green leaves. So come on.
Like what you've heard. If you did, please let us know. Give us a good review and do us a solid and share it with at least one person that you think might enjoy this podcast. Find out more about this podcast specifically and GD Ponderosa Studios in general at gdponderosastudios.com.